January 1st, 2006. You're listening to Nowhere in Mulberry, episode 18.
Really enjoying this, aren't you, you sick bastard?
Happy New Year, everybody! It's me, the J-Strum. We're back, and it's a whole new year, 2006. Pretty unbelievable. Where the hell are the flying cars? That's what I want to know. By now, it's the future, right? Where's the flying cars? Here to my left is pop culture zealot Steven. Steven, did you have a good New Year?
Yes, and I do, too, want my flying car.
Yeah.
We promised them, weren't we?
I want my hoverboard, my hover skates, stuff like
that.
Remember Back to the Future, Part 2? That's what we're supposed to have that crap right now.
I want it.
Now, Steven, didn't you just come back from somewhere? You weren't in Mulberry again. I'm starting to think you don't like us very much.
Oh, work drives me away, and I love it here in Mulberry. I wish there were more hospitals here for me to work in.
Yeah, that would be...
But, yes, I did.
Good.
Went to Vegas.
All right. Ooh, Vegas. You and Robert Urich living it up, huh?
Oh, yeah.
Is that guy still alive,
Wayne,
by the way?
Wayne Newton stuff.
Did you go see Wayne Newton?
No.
What song does he sing? That famous song that he always sings?
Donkashine.
All right, I won't sing that. Also here, we have the Mulberry newswoman, Vanessa. How you doing, Vanessa?
I'm doing well. How are you?
Happy New Year.
Happy New Year.
Did you know it's now the future? It's 2006.
I just bought myself a flying car.
What?
Yeah.
Damn you.
Employee discounts.
Where did you get the flying car at?
I got it from the dealership at Pontiac, and they said the reason it doesn't have wheels is because it's...
Whoa, I just heard a flying car fly over the station. That's right, everybody. We're back here at Mulberry Circle, Nowhere in Mulberry or whatever. Man, guys, I'm off my game a little because I got a little toasted last night. You know what I'm saying? In fact, if you people are wondering where Mulberry Bill is, I think he had a really good New Year's. It is, by the way, in the late afternoon, so he should be up by now. Don't you guys think?
I would think so.
Yeah.
And forgot to take it off.
Also, of course, like every week, we have Foggy with us. Foggy here doing all the crazy drops and that kind of thing. All right, guys, I want to start off with, we haven't actually seen each other since around Christmas. Since then, we've done our holiday mashup. You guys weren't around. You were out partying and stuff.
Traveling.
Did you guys get good stuff for Christmas?
Got some good stuff.
Yeah.
Not all the electronic gadgets I wanted, but...
Well, duh.
Yeah. Steven, you didn't get your multi-$1,000 setups and everything?
No. Yeah.
Well, that's a bummer.
I gotta pay for those myself.
Did you get a lot of DVDs, though? That's always...
No!
That's like the easiest present to get you, isn't it?
Yes.
Like,
or a gift card.
Or a gift card for
DVDs. You know, I'm a big fan of the gift cards because I used to get horrible gifts like... nose hair trimmers, nose
flashlights,
fingernail clippers. It's like, what the hell? You know, I still get socks,
I'm
though.
Ungroomed?
I don't mind socks, though. It's okay, but
socks,
I got
all
the cool stuff. I got Clone Wars Volume 2.
Nerd alert!
I got The 40-Year-Old Virgin 3 times on DVD.
You did?
Yes.
No, wait, twice so far.
Oh, no, wait, yeah. Actually, that I got it twice, and my wife got it once, so three copies. So,
oh, no.
But that's what gift receipts are for, you know? My favorite thing I got, though, would have to be... I can't say that. I'm going to hurt somebody's feelings, Steven. I can't say it. Everything that I got, I love. So I'm just going to leave it at that.
You're not going to be the signed autograph Kevin Smith book?
Yes. I got a signed Kevin Smith the Green Arrow trade paperback.
No, it's hardback, not trade
paperback. Yeah, hardback.
Paper.
I'm sorry. And I also got Sin City on DVD, DVD video.
I think the autograph one should be your favorite.
And I already mentioned 40-Year-Old Virgin.
Because I wonder who got that for him.
I don't know. Let's just leave it at that. Now, Vanessa, what kind of stuff did you get?
I got MST 3K Season Roll 3.
Bounce.
Oh, you got Roll Bounce on DVD?
You betcha. She said
boom stick. That's what I heard.
You got a boomstick?
Boomstick.
Now, did you look for love in all the wrong places all over the holiday?
Well, I don't even have to look. I find the losers all by luck.
I'm very hurt.
Hey, we know how it is. You know, you haven't found your bud to your sissy yet.
Awesome.
Now, guys, can you believe,
be
you know,
favorite comments ever.
Whenever a new year happens, they always have on TV the top news stories of the year, the top movies of the year, you know, top TV shows of the year. And we've talked about movies and TV this whole year, so we're not going to do all that kind of crap, you know. But we are going to preview the new TV shows that are coming out, not only shows that we've been watching that have been on hiatus for a while, reruns, hello.
Reruns.
But also shows like 24 are coming back, Can't Wait, BSG, and all that kind of stuff. But also
BSG.
Oh, yep, Friday.
Sweet BSG. Is that really this Friday?
Yep.
Sweet. What the hell?
I gotta
now,
see what my flight is. I gotta make sure I can get home in time to see it.
Right. Oh, you're screwed, Steven.
Again, see?
You know what you do? Go on to iTunes. You can now download BSG off of iTunes for $1.99.
Sweet. Ching. I gotta get me one of them video iPod giggies.
Oh, yeah. Now, Vanessa, may I ask you, have you kept with your New Year's resolution?
I forgot what it was.
So did I. Do you remember what it was? Huh. I think it was to not be...
My cousin's a cokehead.
To stop being a cokehead is what it was, so...
Well, that'll be easy.
Files accessed.
I got nothing. I don't remember. I remember mine, and mine was, What was mine?
Yours was to get into shape again.
Yeah, that was
much like mine.
And I announced, I actually thought of this later afterwards, Stephen, and that was to give up fast food for a year. And I have stuck with that since I announced it on Christmas Day. No more fast food. Restaurant food doesn't count. Not going to lose an ounce of weight. But, you know, stuff happens. Foggy, did you have any good stuff over Christmas? All right, good for you, buddy. All right, guys, I have a voicemail for this episode. And we actually got it a couple weeks ago, but we had the holiday mashup, so I've had it sitting in my lap for quite a while. Did that sound right when I said lap? I should never say lap on the show. Okay, here's what it is. Captain Jolt, Mick McCart, the guy who does Captain Jolt podcast, sent us a voicemail, and I talked about him on the last show. He sent me a nice email. I want to play this little...
Voicemail sucks!
All right, there's Bill. Okay, here we go. Roll it, Foggy.
Hey, Nowhere in Mulberry. It's Mick McCart from the Captain Jolt podcast. Just wanted to call you and say great job on your show. I think it's one of the best ones on the iTunes that I got. And just want to say, man, I really appreciate the zombie killing. Very, very enticing. Gives me ideas. But if you ever see a zombie in a Flash Gordon shirt, leave him alone. That might be me. So if you get a chance, keep listening to Captain Jolt and keep up the good work with your podcast there. And I'll talk to you later. See you.
All right. Remember that, guys. Zombie and Flash Gordon outfit.
Cannot kill that guy.
Now, Bill, probably one of the reasons he's not here is he actually got his house back. I don't know if you guys listened to our last episode, but Bill and I, what is the word, swept and cleared?
As I'm famous for, I caught the tail end of it.
Yeah,
so.
You caught the tail end of the show. We swept and cleared his house, his library. He's got it back, and he's been trying to redecorate it. Apparently,
the brown coat paraphernalia.
The brown coat zombies put up all sorts of Firefly and Serenity memorabilia. They even made his house the interior looks like the ship Serenity.
Cargo ship.
Yeah. So he's got a lot of work out of him. Now, Vanessa, over the holidays when I tried to keep in touch with you, you know, your jet set lifestyle, it's kind of hard to, but didn't you say you got a bunch of video games, you've been playing some stuff? What kind of stuff have you been playing?
I just got Shadow of the Colossus.
Shadow of the Colossus.
Yes.
Now, Shadow of the Colossus, isn't that that game where you climb up this giant and hit him on the head, or he has like a giant stick or something?
Well, you have all these different sort of like bosses that you have to go locate them, and
Vanessa,
you have to find their weak spots, figure out how to get on them, stab them to death.
That's weird. Is it fun?
I don't know how to explain. It's irritating after a while because it's kind of the same thing over and over again.
Repetitive, as they say.
Yes.
Recommended?
Renter.
All right. What else you been playing?
I've been playing Fatal Frame 3. I've been playing Grand Theft Auto Liberty City Stories.
Fatal Frame 3? They've already got another one of those?
Yeah, the Evil Dead Regeneration, and I've been playing, Dead to Rights, that's the other one.
Dead to Rights. Never heard of it.
No!
Are you seeing a pattern in all these games? They deal with scary stuff. Ooh.
Scary.
Do you ever get scared playing some of these games?
Not scared, but creeped out sometimes. You know, like the Fatal Frame games and Silent Hill games, they can creep you out sometimes.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
I'm so scared, babe.
All right, Vanessa? Is that all you got with the video games?
I think so.
That's great, Larry.
Hey, guys, let's do entertainment. All right, guys. Do you guys know who Ivan Reitman is?
Yes.
He did the Ghostbusters movies, directed them. He's directed a lot of
Stripes.
The Second City guys, Bill Murray, Harold Ramis, Dan Aykroyd guys. He did Twins, the great Schwarzenegger, Danny DeVito movie, Twins. I wouldn't really call it great, but I don't think he did Stripes. That was Harold Ramis. Or was that Ivan Reitman?
No, it's Harold Ramis.
No, it was Ivan Reitman, What the hell do I know?
Oh, you're killing me.
Yeah.
Excuse me!
He's not Second City. He would be SNL.
Yeah. Okay, here's the reason why I brought that up. Actually, I had a reason. It's his son, Jason Reitman, has directed a movie. This movie looks pretty good. It's starring Aaron Eckhart and Katie Holmes. Katie, I'm pregnant with the Scientologist baby Holmes. And,
is that her whole name?
I want you to... It's called Thank You for Smoking, and it looks pretty funny. Let's check out the trailer, guys.
I don't have an MD or law degree. I have a bachelor's in kicking butt and taking names. I get paid to talk.
What do you talk about?
I speak on behalf of cigarettes.
My mommy says cigarettes kill.
Now, is your mommy a doctor?
No.
Well, she doesn't exactly sound like a credible expert now, does she?
Yeah. We call ourselves the Mod Squad. M.O.D. Merchants of Death. We're lobbyists for the tobacco, alcohol, and firearms industries.
How many alcohol-related deaths a year?
Well,
100,000. That's what, 270 a day? A tragedy.
I front an organization that kills 1,200 people a day.
Dad, I want to see what you do.
The message Hollywood needs to send out is smoking is cool. You can put the sex back into cigarettes.
Get a flight to L.A. I'll get you a meeting with Hollywood super agent Jeff McGaw.
Yeah, I'm going to bring your dad in now. Is there anything I can get you, like an orange juice or a coffee or a Red Bull?
No, thanks.
Okay.
But what we need is a smoking role model, a real winner.
Indiana Jones meets Jerry Maguire.
Right, on 2 packs a day.
This spring, don't hide the truth.
We don't sell Tic Tacs, we sell cigarettes. And they're cool, available, and addictive. The job is almost done for us.
Just filter it.
The number one killer in America is cholesterol. And here comes Senator Finister, who's clogging the nation's arteries with Vermont cheddar cheese. The great state of Vermont will not apologize for its cheese.
Good guy.
What happens when you're wrong?
See, Joey, that's the beauty of argument. Because if you argue correctly, you're never wrong.
This is a heated issue. Nick, do you have a question?
How on earth would Big Tobacco profit off of the loss of this young man? It's in our best interest
to keep Robin alive and smoking.
Have you heard of a reporter named
Heather Holloway? My other interviews have pinned you as a mass murderer, bloodsucker, pimp, profiteer, and my personal favorite, yuppie myth itself.
I'm a man of the
Joey
people.
Joey Potter.
Back on, Kennedy.
Your family now. Tobacco takes care of its own.
Michael Jordan plays ball. Charles Manson kills people. I talk.
Thank you for smoking.
Sony has a futuristic sci-fi movie they're looking to make.
Cigarettes in space.
It's the final frontier, Nick.
But wouldn't they blow up in an all-oxygen environment?
Probably. But it's an easy fix. One line of dialogue. Thank God we invented the, you know, whatever device.
He's got Rob Lowe there. It looks pretty funny to me. It's a good satirical look at the tobacco industry. Check that out when it comes out. What do you think, Vanessa? Look interesting?
No.
All right. As long as you're truthful. Vanessa likes more U-Bowl style action movies like House of the Dead. So,
always. Yes, of course.
All right.
Jesus.
What else? Jesus.
What's on your TiVo? All right, guys. The other day, you know, you got a couple of days off or whatever from the holidays, and I was laying on the couch.
You had days off?
Yes, and I saw a preview of a TV show, and the remote was too far away, so I couldn't really reach it. This chick never gets old. Now, a couple of weeks ago, we
just
heard...
Just say you're lame and you don't want to change the channel.
Well, what happened is...
do you guys... batteries fell out of the remote.
Do you guys remember Andre from Project Runway?
Yes.
He said, so, just to, to refresh everyone's memory.
I was bedraggled.
And classics like this.
I'm not supposed to be crying. Jesus.
Now, I was watching a preview of the Project Runway coming up soon, and they were just, you know, it showed all the other characters. Or, no, I guess they're not characters, they're real people. It's a reality show. Get me? But I was like, where's Andre? The dude delivers gold every time. And then all of a sudden, right at the tail end, Andre shows
gold
up.
Happens.
Now I want you guys to check out this clip and wait for Andre at the end.
Did anyone remove a dress form from this area?
Yes.
They need to return it.
I agree because mine's gone.
They need to return it right now.
We're getting ready to work and Suleyma started looking out because her mannequin's gone.
Uh-oh. Whoever took a form, return it, please.
As the group gets smaller, things are getting more intense. That's how it feels to me.
Here, your form's gone now?
Hey, I'm just out of here with a piece of tape and I went out to do something.
I had my mannequin sitting right at my desk. I went out to come back in. My mannequin's gone.
Because someone took the style tape off of it. I need that form back. That's not it, okay?
Did you just take this from over there?
I took a someone definitely took it.
All these designers stealing stuff from each other.
Where the hell is my chiffon?
There was Andre. Did you hear him?
Where the hell is my chiffon?
Where the hell is my chiffon? Can that guy get any more gay?
No. I don't think it's possible.
All right. I'm not
recommending... Jeez, he's so gay.
The guy is flaming. I was just surprised he doesn't burst into flames. When you say something like this...
Where the hell is my chiffon?
You're gay, all right? Now, guys, that wasn't a recommendation to watch the show. I'm just saying that... this guy delivers dynamite hilarity every week.
That means watch the show, is what he's saying.
Now, one of the shows that I love that we don't really talk about on the show because it's been on hiatus the whole time is Scrubs. And here's a little preview to Scrubs that's coming back on, all right?
Here.
Yep.
I've been thinking about how completely ridiculous it is that you would take Mr. Kellerman's life into your hands without talking to him.
Well, I did talk to him.
You did?
Patients who stay low on the heart transplant list die waiting for one. This way he moves up to the top of the list. Come on.
Then why didn't you tell me?
Because you're an attending now. And that doesn't just mean a fat bank account, expensive new toys, and a fancy lawyer on retainer for when you kill a prostitute. From now on, the buck stops with you. And I know that you have occasionally bent the rules in this dump over the last couple of years, but you only did it because you knew when the crap started raining down, it was damn sure going to fall on my head. But now, the only way for you to stay out of the trouble storm is for you to go buy the book, and I got news for you on that front. Buy the book, attendings kill us up here.
You're the man now, dog!
All right. That's a little... I guess Foggy's been digging through some old DVDs or something.
You're the man now, dog!
I sounded just like him, didn't I, Steven?
Whoa, is Sean Connery there?
Sean Connery.
You should have mailed it to the Marx Brothers. Today we sail into history.
All right, I got nothing. All right, another show that I frequently watch now is The Office. And we've talked about The Office before. I'm not sure you guys watch it. Steve Carell, 40-year-old virgin. It's a funny show. I got a little clip to this, and it's pretty funny. Let's check it out.
Hey. Hello. Jim?
What's up, buddy?
This is not funny. Why is my stuff in here?
Wow, that's weird. Ooh. $1 for a stapler, though. That's pretty good.
Yeah, well, I'm not paying for my own stuff. Okay, I know you did this because you're friends with the vending machine.
Who, Steve?
Yeah, Steve, whatever his name
is. What do I want?
Ooh,
pencil cup.
Oh, no. That's my pencil cup.
I don't think so. I just want it.
I think so, and you're going to hand it over to me.
I love these.
Okay, fine.
You see what they did is they put all this stuff on his desk in one of those vending machines where you buy candy and stuff out of.
Mm-hmm. Here, you know,
I don't have any.
You got some nickels.
So he has to buy all of his stuff back out of the vending machine. And that will start coming on with My Name is Earl on Thursdays, so check that out soon, guys. Okay, guys, there's this new show on NBC. It's on the fall schedule. Oh, wait, it's not fall. What am I talking about?
It would be on the spring schedule.
January, this month.
Winter, spring.
On Thursdays. Must-see Thursday, Steven, on must-see TV on NBC, okay?
How many must-sees are there?
There's a lot.
Must-see everything on NBC.
This goes on my must-ignore list, and that's a new goddamn Seth Green show. You know who Seth Green is.
Everything.
Goddamn Seth Green, I'll kill that guy. Well, anyway, he has a new show called Four Kings. That was crickets. All right, and it looks like it's pretty funny, so let's check out a preview of this, okay?
Not getting in the dryer.
But you did it in college.
When I did it in college, I was A, drunk, and B, in college.
Okay. But think of it this way. We all have our special skills, right? I'm a writer. Jason
crickets.
Works out. Bob, you'll eat anything for a dollar.
$1.50
is not due. I don't look so short, Steven.
Just spinning in the dryer. Embrace your gift.
Why don't you embrace this gift?
Burn!
Jason works out? I've known you since I was 5, and all you can come up with is Jason works out?
Oh, man, I just did a spit take on the computer.
Okay, here you go. Whoops!
Oh, dude, he threw it in the thing? He threw
It slipped. You see what I did right there? Yeah. See what I did? All right.
I don't know about you guys, but I'm going to check this out. So, Vanessa, be sure and check that out, all right?
Yeah, I'll put that on my TiVo.
Steven, do everything in your ability to check out the new Four Kings.
I'm not being used to my ability.
I'm not being used to my ability.
I know. Steven's never used to his ability.
What is his ability?
I don't know. When I find it, I'll be able to work to it.
Struggling.
When you're telling these little stories, here's a good idea. Have a point. It makes it so much more interesting for the listener.
Now, I'm going to tell you about a show I'm really excited about, and that's 24 with Kiefer Sutherland. I watched a preview to this,
Kiefer?
And it looks very excited. Yes, I said Kiefer Sutherland. And basically, they've really changed up the show. He's no longer an agent at CTU, and hell, I'm just going to play a preview.
He's on the loose.
This is awesome. You guys ready for this? Get ready.
Let's go.
Ready.
Where the hell is my chiffon?
That flaming Jack Bauer. All right, here we go.
Jack?
Zombies? Jack's a zombie?
Hello.
Hello.
How'd you get this number?
Hey, Zenda! the hell is going on?
Citizens of the United States.
The DOD is receiving a localized broadcast from the airport.
Spencer, put it on the screen.
Oh my God.
Jack, I know this isn't protocol. Please don't hang up on me. I need your help.
I want you to wait for me there.
CT is a suspect.
It's Jack Bauer, sir.
This whole thing is impossible. Though you were there when Jack was shot, he had no pulse, no vitals.
He's a zombie!
Jack Bauer's not a prime suspect and should be considered extremely dangerous.
He's wearing a Flash Gordon shirt.
It's Mick McCord!
Chloe, are you okay?
What's happening?
There's something else going on here and we're missing it.
It's all connected.
I want this handle!
Who are you?
Someone who's not supposed to still be alive.
I don't care what it takes. Fix it!
You're going to tell us what you've been doing here, and you're going to tell us now.
It's good news!
Who did you kill? I didn't tell anybody! We're not gonna make it. Get out! Get out now!
Kiefer Sutherland returns in the most explosive and critically acclaimed show on television.
Jack Bauer, there is no way out. Step into view with your hands in the air.
Whatever you were doing is over.
I'll see you in hell.
24, a two-night premiere event begins Sunday, January 15th on Fox.
That's the tagline for 24 this year. 24, where the hell is my chiffon?
It would have been better if he said, step out where I can see you, bitches. Yeah, I think that would have been more catchy.
I was bedraggled.
I didn't understand what that meant, but...
Yeah.
Moving on. So apparently they're changing up 24 this year. Jack Bauer is now a member of the undead. He's a zombie, but he still packs a lot of firepower. You know, I'm waiting to check that out. Sounds like it'd be pretty cool. And Edna's in it. We all love Edna. Poor Edna. Hey, Vanessa, are you ready to do the news?
I surely am.
Let's do it.
The revolution will be broadcast.
All right, Vanessa, what do you got for us this week on the news of Nowhere in Mulberry?
Thank you, Jason. This week could be the week that Marie Romero finally gets to look Charles Cullen straight in the eye and tell the former nurse and admitted serial killer how much pain he caused by killing her sister. Romero's sister, Catherine Dext, was killed with an injection in June 1996 at Hunterdon Medical Center, where she had been admitted with a ruptured spleen. A sentencing hearing is scheduled to begin Thursday for Cullen, who pleaded guilty to 29 murders and 6 attempted murders during a 16-year nursing career in New Jersey and Pennsylvania. Cullen told investigators he might have killed as many as 40 people, but authorities say that estimate appears to be inflated. Most of the victims were given an overdose of heart medication, usually to jock.
Struggling.
Yes.
But that was his thing, that he'd go around and just inject people with what's called digoxin. It's for people with heart problems, and kill them.
Why would he do that? Why was he so mean?
He's mad at him.
He was sick in the head.
Snoopy, that's
Snoopy,
not
God, funny. Snoopy's such a jerk. Thanks, Snoopy. Snoopy always adding his 2 cents, a bastard.
Well, he claims that he was easing the suffering of people who were going to die fairly soon anyway.
This sounds like Merv Griffin in The Man with Two Brains. Did he use Windex? Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Shows the brain last.
Nick? You remember in Old School, the movie Old School, Patrick Crenshaw, who achieved his cult status as the fraternity brother Blue?
Oh, you're my boy, Blue. Aww.
Yep. He died. Yeah, he was 86, and the veteran character actor died of natural causes Wednesday at his home in Fort Worth, Texas.
Ooh. Or
Jeff Ross.
So he dropped dead?
Yep.
Poor guy.
During a career that spanned nearly 50 years, Crenshaw had dozens of roles, including a bank teller in Bonnie and Clyde and a demolition derby owner in Herbie Fully Loaded.
Damn, he's been around a long time.
Yeah, he's been in Hudsucker Proxy. He was on Mork and Mindy for a while and the Dukes of Hazzard.
That's Wheels Off.
But people remember him most for being the frat boy Blue Pulaski in Old School with Luke Wilson, Will Ferrell, and Vince Vaughn.
That's right.
He's survived by three children, Jan Ragland, Joe Crenshaw, and Beverly Trotschold or something. Crenshaw was born in Bartlesville, Oklahoma in 1919.
Wow.
And became interested in acting while entertaining American troops before World War II.
He's dead, Jim.
Poor Blue. Well, let's all give a round of applause and a moment of silence for poor Blue. Do people usually clap when someone dies?
You clap for his career, and then you give him a moment of silence. For
damn you, Mulberry Bill!
Hey, he didn't have anything to do with that. He's not even here. Ah, let's go ahead and blame him.
Hey, I'm a historian of ass.
All right, Vanessa, what else you got?
Would you pay $175 for a pound of coffee beans which had passed through the backside of a furry animal in Indonesia? Well, apparently, some coffee lovers wanting to treat themselves to something special are lapping it up. Kopi Luwak beans from Indonesia are rare.
Yes
and expensive,
or no!
Thanks to a unique taste and aroma enhanced by the digestive system of palm civets, I think it's called, nocturnal tree climbing creatures about the size of a large house cat. People like coffee, and they want to treat themselves.
Oh,
they order
that's
the Kopi Luwak.
Right.
The civet droppings are found
retarded
on the near coffee plantations. Once carefully cleaned and roasted, the beans are sold to specialty buyers. Mmm, poop beans.
Huh? Like
They take them from their poop.
These nocturnal creatures eat the coffee beans and then pass them, and then they go.
You've been dicking me around since we started this turd hunt.
Beans out and
so it's a turd hunt? Is that what's going on?
Yeah.
It's a shit storm.
I gotcha.
It's almost 9 o'clock. We've got to go to work.
Well, by comparison, Jamaica's Blue Mountain coffee, considered to be an expensive type, sells for about $35 to $40 a pound. While a pound of Colombia's Suprema Arabicus, I think, can be bought for about $40.
Why don't you go eat a decrepit piece of crap?
No, you drink it, Napoleon.
All right. And Walmart.
That doesn't make sense.
Everyone's favorite Walmart.
Oh, which, Walmart what?
Walmart, which made a big push this holiday season to woo customers with aggressive discounts and marketing.
I know they wooed me. Did they woo you?
No. Estimated that its December sales will meet only the low end of its forecast.
Oh, no.
The world's largest retailer, who screws their employees, said Saturday that sales at stores open for at least a year, known as same-store sales, are expected to be up 2.2% in December. The forecast was for a 2 to 4% gain. Some stores are considered to be the best indicator of a retailer's health. Well, I guess, you know, it didn't do so well. They tried to.
You're the man now, dog!
That one's gonna get a lot of airplay with Foggy.
You're the man now, dog!
Alright, and finally, dogs went woof over a woof over a Brazilian puppy love motel and Australian trained mice to surf the waves, and an Indian village married off toads in a bid for rain. In the world of the weird and wacky, the animal kingdom was the big winner in 2005. It handsomely defeated incompetent thieves and misplaced corpses to take the prize for the year's most bizarre headlines. A love motel for dogs in San Paulo proved a big hit with amorous Brazilian pooches offering a heart-shaped mirror on the ceiling and headboards resembling doggy bones. Yes, that's
Dude,
right.
What?
Yeah. Two giant toads were married in a traditional Hindu ceremony in eastern India by villagers hoping...
Thanks, Snoopy. Jesus. Okay, good Lord. Foggy's just taking the show over, I think.
But
skip
they were
the
given
end.
That awards for bizarre animal, you know.
Yeah, bizarre animal stuff.
Rituals.
Stories.
Yeah, and they had this one lady in Germany who actually burned down her entire family home by setting fire to the garage when she tried to kill spiders with a can of hairspray.
Awesome!
Yeah, they
sounds
have
like
a
fantastic, baby. Darwin Award for her.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. But they also have a German inventor who sparked the fury of animal lovers with his macabre solution for soaring fuel costs. And he won an award, and they had all these people, you know, for different awards for idiots and weird things.
Does it say what he did to...
Nope.
Retarded.
Like, did he did he make a machine or something?
Oh, yeah, here it is. It says Christian Koch concocted an organic diesel fuel that could contain garbage and run over cats among its ingredients.
Car sounds like after running on
this. Yeah, awesome.
He said around 20 dead cats added into the mix could help produce enough fuel to fill up 50 liters or 11-gallon tank. Yep.
Nice.
Yeah. Ouch!
Foggy, don't you have a... I guess he doesn't. Hey, you better look into that, pal. Just play me something. What do you got? That's a monkey.
How much gas a monkey would create?
Yeah, run over a monkey. Throw that in the gas tank.
Oh, here's a good one, though. A South African mugger. A South African mugger was mauled to death by tigers after he fled the scene of a crime and tried to take refuge in a zoo, and he got mauled by the tigers.
That's awesome.
Oh, I know.
That's right.
Ow! Australian police responding to a...
We'll tear your soul apart.
Okay.
Australian police responding to a break-in at a furniture store were surprised to discover the suspected culprit asleep at the scene and snoring loudly. That's another one who got the Idiot of the Year award. And a Frenchman in his 60s lived for 5 years with the body of his dead mother so he could keep receiving her monthly pension. City officials faced the ultimate embarrassment. They apologized to the family of the elderly man given a parking ticket. Remember that story?
Oh, yeah. The guy who was dead in his car and he got a parking ticket?
Yes. Yeah. Yep. So they gave out these awards for the weird, the stupid. Yeah. And those people...
Leave us exit stage left.
And that's all I got.
Nice.
Oh, Super Chicken.
I love that Super Chicken.
God, I love Super Chicken.
He vanished into skinny air.
Now, where the hell is Bill, for Christ's sakes?
I think he's passed out.
Damn you, Mulberry Bill. Damn you to hell.
All right, guys, my favorite news story of last year, 2005... had to have been Tom Cruise on the Today Show with Matt Lauer. Do you guys remember that?
Oh, of course.
It was great. Let's go ahead and revisit that interview, because I think it's one of the best interviews I've ever heard Matt Lauer give. So let's check it out.
Before I was a Scientologist, I never agreed with psychiatry. And then when I started studying the history of psychiatry, I started realizing more and more why I didn't agree with psychiatry. And as far as the Brooke Shields thing is, look, you got to understand, I really care about Brooke Shields.
Yeah, I bet
you
do.
Yes, yes.
I think here's a...
Why does he care?
A wonderful and talented
woman. He's a very caring guy.
And I want to see her do well. And I know that psychiatry is a pseudoscience.
She's great in the Blue Lagoon.
But Tom, if she said that this particular thing helped her feel better, whether it was the antidepressant or going to a counselor or a psychiatrist...
What was that sitcom she had on NBC?
Isn't that enough?
Matt, you have to understand this.
Veronica calls it. Suddenly Susan.
Here we are today, where I talk out against drugs and psychiatric abuses of electric shocking people, okay, against their will.
Just hook them up
to
an
drugging e-meter. Children with them not knowing
they were doing that
the effects
Times
of these
Squares.
Drugs. Do you know what Adderall is? Do you know Ritalin? Do you know now that Ritalin is a street drug? Do you understand that?
Did you the know the
no, was not against
Matt,
her will, though?
Matt,
but
Matt,
this wasn't
Matt,
against
your question.
Will.
Matt, I'm asking you a question.
I understand there's abuse of all of these things.
No, you see, here's the problem. You don't know the history of psychiatry. I do.
Aren't there examples, and might not Brooke Shields be an example of someone who benefited?
Vanessa, you're on
drugs.
Psycho.
All it does is mask
psycho drugs,
problem,
right?
Matt. And if you understand the history of it, it masks the problem.
Should I be?
It helps Steven.
Help me.
That's all it does.
Even me out a little bit.
You're not getting to the reason
but
why.
But now you exercise
there is
and
no
take
such
vitamins,
thing as
a
chemical
a
imbalance.
Right?
So postpartum depression to you is
Matt,
kind of a little psychological gobbledygook?
No. No, I did not say that.
I'm just asking what would you call it?
Matt, that is the post. Now you're talking about two different things.
But that's what she went on the antidepressant for.
But what happens, the antidepressant, all it does is mask the problem. There's ways of vitamins and through exercise and various things. I'm not saying that isn't real. That's not what I'm saying. That's an alteration of what I'm saying. I'm saying that drugs aren't the answer. That these drugs are very dangerous. They're mind-altering antipsychotic drugs.
Yes.
And there are ways of doing it
right,
without
Vanessa.
That so that we don't end up in a brave new world. The thing that I'm saying about Brooke is that there's misinformation, okay? And she doesn't understand the history of psychiatry. She doesn't understand in the same way that you don't understand it, man.
What an
but
ass.
A little bit what you're saying, Tom, is you
hey,
say you want
Tom
people
Cruise,
to do well, but you want them
Vanessa.
To do well by taking the road that you approve of, as opposed to a road that may work for them.
No.
Yeah, that's right, Matt.
Well, if antidepressants work for Brooke Shields, why isn't that okay?
I disagree with it. And I think that there's a higher and better quality of life. And I think that promoting,
so
for
Vanessa,
me personally,
whatever you
so you're
do,
saying
Tom Cruise
what, I can't discuss
it, it's wrong.
What I want to discuss.
Right.
No, you absolutely
I know,
can.
But Matt, you're going in and saying that I can't discuss that.
I'm only asking, isn't there a possibility that, do you examine the possibility that these things do work for some people? That yes, there are abuses. And yes, maybe they've gone too far in certain areas. Maybe there are too many kids on Ritalin. Maybe electric shock.
Too many kids on Ritalin. Matt.
I'm just saying. But aren't
Matt,
there examples where
Matt,
it works?
You don't even know what Ritalin is.
Xenu,
if you start talking about chemical imbalance, you have to evaluate and read the research papers on how they came up with these theories, Matt. Okay? That's what I've done. And you go and you say, where's the medical test? Where's the blood test that says how much
Didn't
Ritalin you're supposed to get?
Out of high school?
It's very impressive to listen to you because clearly you've done the homework and you know the subject.
And you should. And you should do that also because just knowing people who are on Ritalin isn't enough. You should be a little bit more responsible in knowing
I'm not prescribing Ritalin, Tom, and I'm not asking anyone else to do
well,
it.
Well, you are. You're saying, no,
I know some people who seem to have been helped by it.
But you're saying, but it's
but
like,
you're
this
wrong,
is a
man.
Very important issue.
I
this is a very, and you know what, and you're here on the Today Show,
right?
And
you got
to
your
talk
stupid
about it
little
way
job,
of saying, well, isn't it okay and being reasonable about it when you don't know? And I do. I think that you should be a little bit more responsible in knowing what it is.
Like, Mission
because
Impossible.
You communicate to
Matt.
People.
But you're now telling me that your experiences with the people I know.
Have you seen War of the Worlds?
Are zero.
I think not.
Are more important than my experience.
I know how to kill aliens.
You're telling me what's worked for people I know or hasn't worked for people I know, and I'm telling you I've lived with these people, and they're better.
So you're advocating it.
I am not. I'm telling you in their case, in their individual case, it worked. I am not going to go out and say, get your kids on Ritalin, it's the cure-all and the end-all.
Matt, but here's the point. What is an ideal scene in life?
Matt.
Ideal scene is someone not having to take antipsychotic drugs.
I would agree.
Okay, so now you look at it and you go, okay, a departure from that ideal scene.
You've got your own ideas, Matt.
Is someone
listen to mine.
Okay, and then you go, okay, what is the theory and the science behind that? That justifies that.
Let me take this more general, because I think you and I could go around in circles on this for a while.
And
I respect your opinion.
Them
do you want more people to understand Scientology? Would that be a goal of yours?
You know what? Absolutely. Of course.
Yeah, why not?
You go about that. Yeah. You just communicate about it. And the important thing is, like, you and I talk about it, whether it's, look, if I want to know something, I go and find out. Because I don't talk about things that I don't understand. I'll say, you know what? I'm
Except
not so sure about
I'm
that. I'll
about.
Go find more information about it so I can come to an opinion based on the information that I have.
You're so passionate about it.
I'm passionate about learning. I'm passionate about life, man.
I'd like you to consider Scientology.
Leave us exit stage left.
Okay.
What a quack job.
I think that Foggy was all pinned up from not playing drops. And that was huge news around the time he was doing press for War of the Worlds, and I was upset we didn't have a show at the time to talk about it. But now we're reflecting back. One of the best stories of 2005, am I right?
Right.
Yeah, I mean, I never liked Tom Cruise to begin with, and that made me hate him even more.
You know what, the thing is, I don't mind Tom Cruise. There's movies he's done that I like, and I don't think anything
because
of it.
Because of him.
No, I mean, I don't go, hey, Tom Cruise has got a new movie, I'm going to go check it out. Like, I still haven't seen War of the Worlds, but I'd like to check it out.
It's got great
asleep.
Sound.
You fell asleep.
That's a ringing endorsement.
I enjoyed The Last Samurai. I loved Jerry Maguire. Seemed really cool, you know?
No. Well, I'm going to tell you, I think what hurt War of the Worlds in the box office was because of...
The guy was gay. Gay.
I think it hurt. Because
what hurt again?
Off.
What'd you say?
I think what hurt War of the Worlds in the box office was Tom Cruise because of what he said.
Oh yeah, he was acting nutty.
End of story.
You know, it did make a lot of money, but
he is nuts.
He put such a sour taste in your mouth with all the stupid crap, and also the whole Katie Holmes thing. Like, Tomcat. Hey everybody, Tomcat.
Yeah, keep your little tryst to yourself and keep your Scientology to yourself.
Yeah,
you know?
We could have done more with something else other than Tom Cruise.
We need some more Foggy.
No, not Foggy, but something else.
Foggy.
Yeah,
Well, it gets me when you have these movie stars and they try to push their political agenda on you, or they try to push their ideas. Just because they're in movies, it automatically gives them some sort
of credibility.
Credibility.
Rock. Well, it's like when he says, Matt, you don't know about these things. I do. It's like, where did you read them? From a Scientology pamphlet? Or, you know, because they've always been very anti-psychology and that kind of thing.
Usually people who are against, like, medicine or psychology are the ones who need it the most.
Right.
And I think
Well, it's like what Matt had a good comment. He said he knows people that friends or family
that have taken
this stuff, and they're better for it.
Yeah.
You know, when somebody is suffering from some kind of, let's say, paranoia, or say they're schizophrenic, telling them to do push-ups and vitamins doesn't help.
I say, you don't think Brooke Shields was doing exercise to get back in shape after having a child? You know?
People who have problems functioning.
You never see the Predator on antidepressants?
Well, he's always out hunting. There's people who have problems functioning, like schizophrenia or whatever.
Should be out hunting.
Yeah, exactly. And you know what? These people can't afford to be into Scientology because it costs money, so they're screwed.
Well, that's what I was trying to say, is that people who have serious problems where they can't function in society without the medication, they don't have time to wait for the for the exercise to work.
Here's my advice on what you do if you're suffering some kind of mental break.
Worst episode ever.
All right, Vanessa, thank you for this week's news on Nowhere in Mulberry episode 18. I hope you all enjoyed that, everybody. Well, that's our show, everybody. Thanks for tuning in this week. We had kind of a short show, but it's the calm before the storm, I must warn you, because next week's show will cover the premiere of Battlestar Galactica, Season 2.5. It's a long story. We'll explain it in the next episode if you don't watch it. If you'd like to know more about our show, go to nowhereinmulberry.com. There you can not only see our email address, which is nimpodcast@gmail.com. You can drop us a line like Zebratina from Norway did. Throw her a little shout out. She's a loyal listener who's been with us for a long time, and she loves Vanessa. Hey, who doesn't? Thanks for listening, Zebratina. Also, if you'd like to leave a voicemail, Zebratina 2. I know it's kind of long distance from Norway, but it's at 1-206-202-3491. Call and leave us a voicemail. Tell us what you think of the show. Maybe Foggy will like what he hears, and turn your voice into a drop that he'll play over and over again.
So Foggy.
Like that one. Yes, thank you, Foggy. Okay. Also, I'm going to ask something. I don't usually shill out for this kind of stuff, but okay, I'm going to go ahead and do it this time. Okay, go to podcastpickle.com, or you'll find the link on our page at nowheremulberry.com, and vote Nowhere Mulberry one of your favorites. The more favorites we get, the more we move up a list of the top 25 podcasts, and it'd be great if we could get on up there. I'd really appreciate it. Hey, it would give us an idea of how many people are listening. You could also do it at Podcast Alley, too, but Podcast Pickle is what I'm emphasizing right now. Maybe we'll figure out where the hell Bill was the whole show. I'm sorry for you Bill fans out there. We'll find out where the hell happened to Bill, because I'm kind of getting worried now, because he's never just not shown up before. He'll call and tell us what's going on. You know, I need Bill to edit the stuff. He's not around, so I just keep talking and talking. So I'll just say this. Tune in next week, and thank you for listening.
somebody there? Come on, guys. This is like the 10th time I've called. Come on, somebody answer the phone. I locked my keys in the car. I need somebody to come pick me up, for Christ's sake. It's freaking freezing out here. I know you guys are there. Somebody pick up the phone. Alright, fine. If you get this message, give me a call. You know, I'm stranded here. It's freaking freezing.
Now this is podcasting.